we're a pretty low-key school. And, you know, I think our guys are going to get well wishes from the teachers that they have, and they certainly will get some of that from the community as well. You know, we're extremely proud of what our guys were able to accomplish, and it's certainly the culmination of a lot of folks' efforts, you know, chiefly our head football coach, John Chilito, his staff and the players. I know people see the outward sign of, you know, the games and the success we've had there, but what they don't maybe always understand and maybe appreciate is the amount of time that is committed. You know, we just went through a Thanksgiving break where after Tuesday, everyone else had the time off, and certainly we're preparing for something that's really fun. It's still time, and it's energy, and, you know, work to be done so that the end result is everything goes as close to the way you want it to as possible. So, you know, we've done this before, and it's really special, and, you know, we're always going to celebrate and honor the achievement that comes with, you know, the amount of time and energy and commitment that you know, really is involved in this undertaking. So we're certainly proud of that. But who we are, it's just a product of a lot of people working really hard and, you know, getting to a point where they match and meet a goal. So it's been fun.
Mark, it begs the question then that has it become, quote-unquote, old hat winning a state title?
Never will it become old hat. The achievement is, you know, I think when, you know, when your program gets to the point where you have had success, I think expectations rise, but I don't think the expectations of our football program that maybe the community has ever outweigh the expectations that our players and our coaching staff has about doing their best. I mean, that really is the goal in sport, is to do everything you're supposed to do and be prepared to be as good as you can be. And I don't know that you always know where that is at the end of the year. Certainly we're one of eight schools that, you know, is happy and excited about the achievements of the season. But, you know, had it not gone our way on Saturday night, we still would have been really proud of the achievements of this year's crew. So, no, we refuse to accept that it's old hat. You know, each year is a year unto itself, and we're really proud and humble with, you know, the opportunity to represent our school and the district and the community of Zeeland with such a nice achievement.
As an old basketball coach that you are, the Ducks swing over from football into boys basketball as the a major varsity sport over the winter. That's not much time for any of the guys that are doing double duty on these sports to get physically ready for the grind of basketball, because it's only a couple of weeks and all of a sudden they got to be hitting the hardwoods again.
Yeah, that is the nature of high school sports. You know, certainly we embrace fully. I actually went to the state championship game with our head boys coach, Kevin Town, who is a, you know, a real strong, ardent supporter of our football program. And he knows, what a neat achievement this is for, you know, the guys, you know, that he really cares about. So he's gladly willing to, accept the fact that he's had to wait a while before he can collect his whole team together. You know, he understands the trade-off and is looking forward to the contributions that the guys who played football and were a part of all that success will bring to the team. He understands the skills and the abilities and the competitiveness that they bring and you know, the physicality that they'll have. We've got a nice core group of guys that have been practicing already for a couple of weeks, but he's anxious to have a complete squad to practice with, and that will happen. He's going to give the football guys as much time as they need within reason to get ready to go, because it's been an extra 5 weeks, and you know, it's been a grind for those guys as well. But you know, I wouldn't imagine they'd take too much time off, maybe a day or two, and then they'll be on the floor trying to get their basketball legs. It's a different sport, so you know, one of the big concerns is to be in basketball shape, if you will, because it's different than football. And you know, there are a lot of football players that are going to be key contributors to our basketball program this season.